Hi, it's September 1st, and you are listening to Unfuck Yourself with Kat Alexander. That's me, and I'm back. It's been about 6 weeks, I think, since I posted, and I wanted to do something brief to catch you up, full transparency, because that's what this whole podcast is about, is being authentic. I did move, and I now live down a street that goes right, like there's some apartments, and then it goes straight into the National Forest on both sides of the small road. And you go back about 3/4 of a mile, and there's a little neighborhood back there. You'd never know it. It's really beautiful. And I'm out walking like I usually do. So there shouldn't be a lot of traffic around, but just in case, just letting you know, people come back here to park and have lunches and all that. Okay, so July 10th is the last time I posted with you all, and I was re-listening to that this morning, and that's a perfect place to leave off talking about finding our tribe, because I'm actually re-going for that right now. So that will probably be more of what we'll talk about this week. In the meantime, on July 11th, going into July 12th, around 3 or 4 in the morning, my mental health took a really deep dive, deeper than it's been in a long time. And while I got through it and everything, while I was in group the next day, somebody told me I probably needed to go to the hospital and get my medicine changed. So I did. And I actually had to stay in 2 weeks because they changed the medicine quite a bit, and they can only change it once every couple days. So it took a little bit. And then I was referred someplace else that's not, you know, confined in a hospital, so that I could still be monitored for 2 more weeks, just to make sure everything was good. So that pretty much happened, and I'm back up and about and doing well. As for my eye, if you remember, I lost vision in my left eye in June. I am going to be having surgery on the Friday the 13th. One doctor who's been with me this whole time is still not promising any vision when they do the surgery, but I'm having a lot of sensation problems with the eye, and he took a look, and my sutures have not absolved, or they haven't gone away on their own, so he's going to go in and take those out for me. But a second doctor thinks I may get some vision back because there is a sheen that is covering most of the left eye, and which is weird because it does feel like there's something when I blink and stuff, it feels like I'm blinking over something. And he's pretty sure I will get something back. He's not promising, but it's worth it. And I can't put it off any longer because they will not be able to go in. So I was also told that because of the eye problem on the left side, at any time for the rest of my life, my right eye could just go out. And at that point, I would need to go straight to the emergency room for special drops and to be observed. So during this time, I've been dealing with depression, but not like I was in July. Just I'm grappling with how to function. I have no depth perception. If I look down at my feet when I walk, I literally don't know how far down it is to the ground from when I pick my foot up. So you can imagine stairs are difficult for me. And I don't have depth perception when I'm using my cell phone and my fingers on it. I don't have it when I'm going to take something from someone's hand. If they're passing me something, I have to reach around and grasp in the air 3 to 5 times, maybe more, till I get it. It's kind of a little embarrassing because not everyone knows I have this problem. And I'm just dealing with all that and dealing with what that means for employment in the future and all that good, lovely stuff. So that is what has been going on. And I really want to tell you all that if you are struggling with mental health and you don't know, okay, if you come to a point blank, where you're honestly dressed and ready to walk out the door and go hit the highway, not to hitchhike, but to walk out in the middle of it because it's dark, don't do it. Pick up the phone, call, get an ambulance, get to a hospital. It took a few days, but after a few days of getting some things altered and letting them take up residency in my body, the medication, I felt better, and I didn't have that desire to just not be around. And that's probably always going to come up and down with me in life. There are people who go through situational depression. I would say my eye and lack of depth perception, lack of employability, these are situational. It will get better, it will change, but it may take quite a while, but it's still situational. Then there are people like me who have had depression up and down. Sometimes I've been told I'm bipolar, but no one's ever seen me manic. They just, one time, I stayed up pretty much the whole week without any substances contributing to that. So they call that manic, and that's why they say I'm bipolar. But mostly it's a depressive issue for me. And it's just going to come and go, like my doctor said. And I need to not give in to that and let it build up. So if you find yourself there, and you've got work and you've got things to do, I get it. But I wouldn't be here today if I didn't follow instructions by people who care about me and get myself some help. Don't go it alone. You're not meant to go it alone. Get some help. And we're going to talk about the type of people who can and can't help you as part of our defining and finding our tribe, because it's been quite interesting, my little journey the last few weeks. And I like to share it with you. And no, you're not crazy. Not everybody is meant to walk with you through things. It just isn't like that. There are different types of people and different levels of friendship. So I am glad to be back. I am glad that I am alive. I am glad that I am standing in the middle of a beautiful forest right now on a bridge over this tiny little stream that's almost dried out. And I'm glad you're here too. And just so you know, I have also this weekend, today is Sunday, I have also created a new podcast cover, and I'm starting another podcast. It is totally different than this one. It is going to be on news articles around the world that are all at different angles, left or Democratic, right or Republican, white or central, and it will not just be from American news outlets. It will be from around the world, and it will just be, I'm going to start out a couple times a week. It is called Have You Heard This Yet? By Kat Alexander. So you can look forward to that. It won't be on YouTube at the beginning, but you can find it where other podcasts are found. And so we'll get back to this. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everybody who has tuned in while I've been gone. I appreciate you all. And I just felt like I'd been hiding out from you all, didn't know, just felt nervous about being completely honest and telling you all what I've actually been going through. But it needed to be done. And I needed to let you all know that if you find yourself there, it's okay to get help. Okay, I will start posting again this week. Don't know what day or whatever, but I'll get back on a regular track real soon. And again, thank you.